Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
That's the amazingly awesome Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen. He's been an enduring sound for over 50 years. Van Morrison. Welcome back. It's one of his best two, Moondance. I'm Jim Blasingame, and thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Ray Keating's our guest, our good friend, longtime Braintrust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of the Pastor Stephen Grant series of novels, also his new endeavor, The Realistic Optimist's To-Do List and Calendar for 2019, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. Hey, Ray, SBEcouncil.org, right?
Yeah, hold on. Brown Eyed Girl is a better song.
Okay. Wait, but see, now there you go. No, it wasn't better, but it was the first one. And did you know he also
I'm in an argumentative,
did you also know that he
I'm in
did?
An argumentative mood, Jim.
Well, but you're arguing with a guy who was there when all this happened. See, I've got that on you. And also Gloria. Gloria was one of
the first. You are older than me.
That's a lot older. So, Ray, you and I have gone best two falls out of three about this, and I'm just going to set you up like this and tee it up for you. This will be easy for you to argue with me about. I'm convinced that in America, and this is one of the reasons why we have some problems, one of the reasons why we're losing the middle class in America, is because two kinds of capitalism are practiced. We kept out here on Main Street. We practice real capitalism where people buy and sell things, and nothing good happens until somebody does that. And when they stop buying, then something bad happens. It's very simple. The math works. Then you got Wall Street, which is sort of connected to Main Street, but only part of the valuation of Wall Street is the Main Street economy. A lot of the rest of it is hysteria and manipulation, capital manipulation, buyback shares and consolidation, things like that, things that don't create things. And the hysteria and the power of that group is the tail wagging the dog, as far as I'm concerned. Where did I go wrong?
Well, on most of it, but no. Actually, unfortunately, Jim, I would say most of it, because Wall Street is not this speculative animal that's separate from the economy. And we've heard this, I hate to say it, Jim, but we've heard this from the left for decades, going way back even to the 1920s. Wall Street is about companies that were small when they started out. They grew, they sought capital, they eventually went to the public markets to do it, to grow.
That's a nice history lesson, Ray. But what about the 1,000-point gyrations last week for no reason at all? Really, I mean, how many days did they go up and down 1,000 points? Or over 2 days? Now, tell me what's fundamental about that, Ray? Come on.
Careers have been lost if you're trying to explain the daily gyrations.
That doesn't happen in real capitalism, though, Ray.
Well, they're also not all markets are the same, Jim. The idea of trading stocks in the stock market is not exactly the same as selling widgets.
I agree with that.
Markets are different, so different markets are going to behave differently. So when you get into the stock market, what does everybody tell the average person when they go into the stock market? You don't go in as, trading on ups and downs. You go in for the long run. You invest.
I'm not against what the stock market does for a living. I'm against the fact that they have the power to take down a real economy because of their hysteria. Let me ask you a question. Do you think
– they have the power to take down the economy. The market, when you get, again, past the daily gyrations, largely provides information to – those in the market and others that operate in the economy. Mm. So there's nothing inherently evil in the stock market. You just have to understand how the stock market works.
So you don't think 2008 was a classic example of what I'm talking about?
2008 came about not because of Wall Street. 2008, that's more than a show, Jim. Those are bad public policies that came home to roost.
That was part. That was what drove it up to that. But the thing that pushed it over the edge was leveraging securities 70-1 And you know that happened.
Right, which was promoted by what? Was promoted by public policy. If government's going to say, go out and do this, then we're going to subsidize
your own.
You
and I agree with the...
People are going to go out and do it.
I agree with the public policy part. I talked about that long before 2008. You and I did right here on the show. But let's go back. Let's get back to what's... Now that we've gotten that... you and I have aired out our differences there. What can we do going forward in the economy? What can small business owners do going forward? How can we... You have to agree that there's more purity on Main Street with regard to capitalism than there is anywhere else. Surely you agree with that.
Listen, I'm still looking for purity in terms of capitalism. There's all sorts of crony capitalism all over the place.
But we got nowhere to hide, Ray. Out here on Main Street, we got nowhere to hide. We can't cheat people. We can't pull the rug over people's eyes. We can't do that. We got nowhere to hide. We're under a fishbowl.
Right. Fortunately, in free markets, hopefully nobody has a place to hide. And, and when people do nefarious things, that's why we have the rule of law, and people are dealt with accordingly. So I'm not quite sure what you're referring to there, Jim. But I think, you know, Main Street right now is a great gauge because the small business optimism remains quite high. And that's
high.
A major factor to keep in mind. Why is it high? For a whole host of reasons. Are there risks? Sure, there are some risks lurking about that we should be concerned about.
With me as we wrap up the session? Do you agree with me that one thing that we have to do, all of us as citizens, is become better consumers of information and not get caught up in the media's hype of stuff?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, 100%.
We have to do that. Whether you subscribe to my thinking or Ray's or not, either one of us, it doesn't matter. We all have to get better. Folks, at the hype, we have to get better at and just more discerning consumers of information. We'll take a quick break. SBEcouncil.org. When we come back, Ray's got a new book I want to tell you about after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.